to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilu Nishmas Elio Chaim, Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Leschus Lerefua Shleima, the Gittel Bas Etel, and Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam. As we get closer to the Yomim HaNoroim, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the mood in Klal Yisrael becomes more somber and more serious, so much is at stake and so much is being decided on those days in that period of time, it certainly seems appropriate to be able to strengthen even further our ability to have trust, to have bitochen in Hashem, and to be able to use that bitochen, number one, to influence the outcome of the judgment, and number two, to compose us with a great sense of tranquility and peace of mind and menuchas and nefesh as we face these days, so that we can better function and better perform that which we have to in order to accomplish that which we want to and are expected to accomplish. And I thought that one aspect which is important to elaborate on, which really is hinted in the month of Elul preceding the month of Tishrei, is the concept of the relationship with Hashem. If we wish to find the strength to put our trust in Hashem and in His chesed, to be confident that He will bestow us and shower us with infinite levels of chesed, and to feel that so confident that we refuse to give up no matter how dire and difficult the situation, and we oftentimes even feel within ourselves something that just announces to us that, oh, everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to work out. I'm quite confident. I'm sure that Hashem will take care of this. I know that He can. I know that He wants to. I know that He loves. I know that He cares. And therefore, I have that confidence. And to get there, Elul is extremely important, because Elul underscores, as was mentioned previously, the relationship. Ani ledodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved is to me. Again in Shir HaShirim, doidi li v'ani loy. He is to me, and I am to him. Again, ani ledodi v'olayti shukosoy. And he even has great desire for me. All of this is merumas in the word Elul. And in reality, to ever really get to some sense of appreciation of Hashem's chesed and reliance or unswerving hope and anticipation that He will help us, and eventually actually counting on Him and just feeling a certain sense of ability to rely on Him, that can really only come in the context of a positive relationship. We don't rely on strangers to perform. We certainly cannot have menuchas hanefesh in that reliance, the confidence that they will. And what we really need to find any sense of bitochen is a sense of relationship. If I know the extent to which ani ledoidi v'doidi li, doidi li v'ani loy, we are inseparable. He loves me and I love him. I love him and I love, and he loves me. It's back and forth. And despite the fact that I can't see him, and he seems so much less active in the golos, but I know that he's behester upon him. He's looking in through the windows. He's peeking in through the cracks. And I think about myself and I say, oh, I don't really have that love. I don't feel that love. I don't passionate and palpitate with the love of Hashem. But we have to know that deep down we have it. Shlomo HaMelech, the Novi, the Chochem Mikol Odom, told us that the Jew in the Golos will not lose the love that he has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never give up on the love that he has for Klal Yisrael. So even though we find ourselves in Golos, and even though we don't seem to see as actively as we would like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expressions of love, and even though when we introspect a little bit, we can't find sometimes that place where that love is deeply buried. But Shlomo HaMelech told us, Beruach Kodshoi, it's there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael is with him. His love for us is intense, and our reciprocal love for him is also intense. And that awareness can really lead us to a sense of trust because, hey, we have this great relationship. Hey, we're so close. And the truth of the matter is that as we come and think in terms of the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, you know, the very fact that we have this relationship, that Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, we are his children. We are his children. He is our father. Who sits in judgment? Avinu Malkeinu. Yes, he's our king, and yes, he's all-powerful, and yes, he's exacting, but he's Avinu. He's even Avinu before he's Malkeinu. And when I realize, who am I going in front of judgment? I'm going in front of my father. My father takes everything into consideration, and if there is a way humanly possible to be mate klape chesed, to lean things in the direction of chesed for me, he will do it, because he's my loving father. And I can only feel that confidence that he will do it when I'm still his loving son. So therefore, in these days that approach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's really important to savor the message of Elul, to focus on expanding and recognizing and strengthening and developing further the relationship that we have, the loving relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. And it's only through that relationship that we can really begin to get to the situation where we can trust Hashem. We trust Hashem's chesed in the context of the relationship that we have. If we didn't have that relationship, and he would be to us a stranger, then even though I know that he's full of chesed and rachamim, but in the distance, it's remote, it's not part of my life, I don't feel it, I don't connect to it, and it may not have that effect. So I guess, in short, that we're saying that to enhance one's bitochon in Hashem, one must work on, in general, on the dimensions and the dynamic and the awareness of the loving relationship, the mutual loving relationship that exists between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And that can be a source of strength, that can be a source of bitochin, that could be a source of hope that we never lose. And that truly is a prerequisite to be able to develop this loving relationship with this trust with HaKadosh In and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think there's another point that should be mentioned, and we might think it's too late for some of us, but it's certainly not too late for our children and our grandchildren, and maybe even for us. And that is the recognition of Hashem's chesed, the recognition of Hashem's rachamim, the recognition of Hashem's hashgacha pratis has to settle deeply inside of us before we face the world. Because if our initial or earliest encounters with the world leave cruel and brutal and painful and confusing memories, it's much harder to penetrate through that and appreciate the chesed Hashem, because we have kashas. Chesed, why this, why that, why the other thing. But when we get that concept of the Chesed Hashem in early, when that becomes the girsa de ankesa, when that becomes the bottom line, when that becomes the critical ingredient and everything else is additional to it, then we have the ability to go from there and strengthen that trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would just like to conclude with something that has been mentioned here before, but I think it's worthy of mentioning again. And that is that in Kapitel Lamed Gimel, where it says, Hayotzer Yachad Libom HaMeivin El Kol Maaseihim, that's the pasuk that Chazal used in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah to say that Hashem judges the whole world on Rosh Hashanah in B'skira Achas. Takes one look at everything, and all of a sudden, all together, is able to judge. And then it says, "Ein Hamelech Noshav Rov Choyil Gibel Noshav Rov Koyach." Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov. The eye of Hashem looks at those who are fit, who are Yirei Hashem. Lam Yachalim Lachastei. And a separate cut, the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma there. Hashem looks favorably on those that are God-fearing people. And those that await his chesed, even if they are not so God-fearing. He is there for them. He does chesed for them. He wants to help them. And I think that that awareness as we approach the Yom HaDin, we want to be worthy. We want to make ourselves worthy. We want to do tshuva. We want to improve ourselves. We want to truly be able to stand in front of Hashem without embarrassment and without negative ratings against us. But we also have to realize, even if we do have negative ratings, and even if we don't have everything that we would like, but we have to realize that if we put our trust in Hashem, He won't let us down. Ein Hashem is El Yireyov. Those that fear Him, He'll look favorably on them. Lam Yachalim Lachastoy, not Reyov HaMeyachalim, but Lam Yachalim. And also, He looks favorable on those who await His chesed. If we, in this time, turn to Hashem, await His chesed, await His positive judgment, await His refuas, await His yeshuas, await His parnosa, await the answer to all of our tefillos directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That chus of awaiting can entitle us to the ultimate good. It can substitute for so much that is lacking, and it can bring about powerful, super powerful results just because of the fact that we are miyachalim lechastei. We await. We doggedly. We refuse to give up that waiting. Lamiyachalim lechastei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the lashon of the Meiri, habeteach b'Hashem ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Slipped my mind. Habatech Bashem. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Habatech Bashem. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Don't have the text in front of me. It slips my mind. Anyway, basically what it means, I forgot the lotion, but one who puts his trust in Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not disappoint his trust. He will grant him that which he wants. Let's hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us. I got it. Habotech b'Hashem ein toicheles shaloi nichzavo. Please forgive me. One who puts his trust in Hashem, the hope that he has will not be disappointed. Let's hope that we will find the strength to put our trust in Hashem in these critical days. And let us hope and be sure that our hope that we place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be disappointed.